Let's just go right to our verse today at this point. Ephesians 4, 6. I am God and Father of all creation from 365promises.com. And that's where Barry Adams says, the Apostle Paul tells us in today's promise that the fatherhood of God is the absolute foundation of all that exists in the universe. To grasp the context of this promise, check out Ephesians 4, 4 through 6. There is one body and one spirit, even as you also were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in us all. In a world with so much instability, Barry says, it's comforting to be reassured that there's only one God and Father of us all. Our God is the source of all things, while creating us is something he does. Father is who he truly is. All life as we know it comes from his fathering heart. And you can read the rest of that. And ending with a response of prayer at 365promises.com as we get you started for this morning. Happy birthday to Bart Millard from Mercy Me, turning 53 today. Right now, two names in our drawing this morning, and one of them goes away, and it's going to be Vicky in Eau Claire. She is the first name we've drawn, so congratulations to her. Thank you so much, Vicky, for your faithful, loyal listening and for being our lone gift this morning online at wib.com.
December 1st, first day of the new month and first day of the 12 Days of Bundles campaign. Year-ending financial support for WIB Inc., Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. So appreciated. And here's a chance to maybe stack some gifts that you can use for others, for yourself, for stocking stuffers, etc.
Yeah, just to clarify, I did this summit in the 6 o'clock hour, but we've got the gift offers. That's separate. And so for different amounts, like 45 or 60, you can ask for different gifts, and that'll be up at WIB.com. We've talked about it some earlier. But this is different. We've got these drawings. We had one already. We'll have two more today, one before the end of the show, and 36 in total. Congratulations, Vicky and Eau Claire. Her name was drawn earlier. But, yeah, some great prizes. For instance, we've got 10 of these family movie night two DVD packs.
And important to note as well, Havel, that these bundles that you could receive if your name is drawn are over and above any gift offers that you select. So if you give a partner gift, you could select one or two of the regular gift offers if you'd like. You also would get the partner gift this month here in December. And if your name's drawn, you get these on top of all of that. So choose from the following bundles. 10 WWIB Christmas CD 2-packs. Those are more bundles you could choose from.
Uh-huh. The 10 different WIB Christmas CDs, 2-packs.
Yep, what I just said. And the NIV Adventure Bible, number one Bible for kids. That's another gift item that you could choose from these bundles.
There still remains a $25 Hy-Vee gift card.
A $20 gift card for Famous Dave's Barbecue in Eau Claire.
Mm-hmm. The Women of Christmas by Liz Curtis Higgs and Christmas CD.
A $10 Festival Foods gift card. That's another one of the bundles in these 12 days of bundles.
$25 Family Fair gift card.
A 2-pack of Chick-fil-A sandwich gift cards.
Mm-hmm. $20 Olson's ice cream gift card.
Also, if you can pick it up here at the studio, one of the bundles you could choose from is a MyPillow 2.0.
Mm-hmm. Also, a $50, get that, $50 down-to-earth garden center as well, shops and cafe. That would be for two partner gifts.
Yeah, they're down-to-earth. And if someone is saying, hey, I could really support with three or four partner gifts, how about some Giza queen sheets from MyPillow, the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, queen size, three or four partner gifts, and you could ask for that as well, too, with these bundles. And again, these bundles, the 12 days of bundles, we put your name in a box when you give that gift. Quickest way, of course, to do it would be online at wwib.com/giving. And if we draw your name out, Carol will give you a call back, and you get to choose from one of these bundles over and above any of the regular gift offers that you would already ask to receive.
That's how it works. Well, on the WIB Wake Up Show, we like to provide you a public service at the beginning of most months and let you know what are different things being commemorated this month.
And it's not just Christmas.
No, it's not. For instance, December is Lifestyle Wellness Month.
There you go. December is also Mothers Against Drunk Driving's Tie One On for Safety Holiday Ribbon Campaign.
It is also the National Drunk and Drugged Driving Prevention Month.
It is National Sign Up for Summer Camp Month. Never too early to sign up for summer camp, so do it in December, I guess.
You wouldn't think that, right? But yeah, get a head start on that. It is also Safe Toys and Gifts Month.
December is Universal Human Rights Month.
It's High Neighbor Month.
It is National Stress-Free Family Holiday Month. Good luck.
Hoping to speak it into reality, it's Read a New Book Month.
There you go. And it's also Write to a Friend Month. Uh-huh. Reading and writing kind of going hand in hand.
Got my first Christmas card on Friday.
There you go.
Well, on this Cyber Monday, WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, Americans are expected to spend some $14 billion shopping today. So if you're going to be, before you buy a gift, we've got some suggestions, some questions you might want to ask yourself.
Yes, indeed. Cyber Monday, or everyone send as many emails as possible to hapless, unsuspecting people like yours truly. They, my goodness, been deleting constantly. Anyway, how to buy the perfect gift every time. How about this? What did we talk about last? People are always dropping ideas. Maybe his train commute stinks. We'll buy him an App Store gift card so he can download game apps, or an audiobook subscription so she can catch up on her favorite fiction. Maybe she just signed up for a yoga class. We'll buy her a mat for home. There you go. Some ideas. And it starts with listening. Mm-hmm. That's very important.
Yeah. The second question you can ask yourself before you buy a gift is, can I tie into a personal experience? You know what's better than a gift card? One to a restaurant you've been to together. Use nostalgia to your advantage. The thoughtfulness behind it will make a small gift seem even bigger.
How to buy the perfect gift every time. Some advice here in the WIB Wake Up Show. What does he or she do regularly? Can't think of anything? Then maybe you're not trying hard enough. Think about it. Your wife brews her favorite coffee every morning. Your brother hikes every week. Your buddy has two dogs. Your list can write itself. And again, just comes others focused, right? That listening and paying attention.
And the last one is, what's the purpose of the gift? If you can't answer this question, keep shopping. Ultimately, gifts should be a reflection of how well you know the needs of the person that you're buying them for. Well, it is December. It is the first day of our 12 days of bundles, Caleb.
Yes, everybody who gives that gift of a suggested $103.70, a partner gift here during December, not only will you get the partner gift offer, not only can you choose from the regular gift offers in December as well, but your name is also put into this box we have here in studio. And if we draw your name out, we do this three times per weekday, you get called back by Carol, our stewardship director, and you get to choose another gift. And those are listed for you at WWIB.com. Everything from gift cards to family fair and festival foods to Chick-fil-A, Olson's ice cream, et cetera, et cetera. And let's see who the next winner is. Drum roll.
Nicole in Menominee. Nicole Anchor, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Nicole. Carol will give you a call back. Thank you for your generosity. I think giving two partner pledges this morning. Uh-huh. We appreciate everyone's tax-deductible support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated, keeping 20 Christ Center programs on the air here on WWIB. The WIB Wake Up Show on your Christmas station, WWIB. It's 10 before 9 o'clock, 16 degrees, and our friend Jesse Hamble, formerly a 513 free. Might know him from Orange Impression. He does a lot of great work for us here at the station. But Jesse, we're going back to your musical roots here with something that kind of came up organically, sprung up pretty quickly here. And you've got a very special Christmas concert coming up on Friday that folks are invited to.
Yeah, it's it really has sprung into something pretty crazy. I was invited last year by my friends at Central Lutheran to put on a Christmas concert, and the schedule just didn't line up, which was totally fine. So they pushed it to this year, 2025. And I've been doing some music events with different friends throughout, throughout the area. And, you know, it started out with me just asking a couple of them, hey, do you want to join me for this? And they were all in, which was cool. It was exciting. But over the last couple of months, we had done a few different worship events together. Some of us, Matt Zacharias, if you remember him, he's our kind of original saxophone player, our only saxophone player. And then Michael Sandvig and I have done a lot of work as well, worship wise. And so it started kind of as that small group. And then a couple of us had done some worship events at churches and four churches over the last couple of months. We decided, what if we pulled a team together for this Christmas event? And so the original team was myself, my friend Brittany, Michael Sandvig, Matt Zacharias, Becky and Mark. So both Becky Piper and Mark Ehlers have been a part of 513 Free. And as it sort of spun into what it is now, we ended up bringing in most of the original 513 Free members because of different logistical things. So it's like a pseudo 513 reunion plus some of my worship friends from Red Cedar Church, which would be Bailey Murillo and Sherry Sheehan. So it's a really big team. It started small and now it's big, but I think it's going to be a really, really cool event.
So when you try to pull off something like that back in your 513 days for such a great run for more than a decade, obviously rehearse a lot together. And so that hasn't been the case. So how do you deal with that?
That's a great question. So everybody now, you know, when we were 513 free, we had a lot of time to do that. We didn't have kids. We didn't have businesses and families yeah. and you name it. So we did have a lot of practice. So now, you know, with the internet, with technology, it allows us to create some of the practice tracks that we can share. A lot of us do still lead together in some capacities, so we're picking songs that are familiar, things that we know that are going to be easy to do. But the plan is at this point for our team to get together on Wednesday night at my place for more of like an acoustic, almost round table. Let's work through the set list. Set list is picked. We've got a lot of, you know, keys. Everything's kind of in place, but we're going to talk through kind of what it's going to look like. And then Friday we'll get together at Central as early as we can and try to run it.
Chatting with Jesse Hamble here again. You know him from 513 Free for so many years. So folks are just joining us again. Friday night, Central Lutheran. Remind me of the time, and open and free to the public, correct?
Yeah. So Friday night, 6:30 p.m. at Central, downtown Chippewa Falls. Free to the public as always. Yeah, probably be first come, first serve. I think there, you know,
could be a lot of people there.
Could be a lot of people. Yeah, should be pretty cool. But yeah, we'll have a lot of 513 guests, some new faces. And it really is more of a, we're going to call it a Christmas worship night. Yeah. While there will be some, you know, kind of familiar Christmas songs, the goal is, you know, is worship. And so we would love to have everybody come out and sing and join us in that. Worship songs will be familiar. We'll do a few 513 songs as well, just because we'll all be together.
So. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Jesse, thanks so much. We're excited Friday night. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks for having me in here. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. I know it's been a lot of years since maybe everybody was kind of coming back together. I know we loved having you guys for a 513 Free reunion, and then how this kind of sprung up here. Glad to be able to have you on the air this morning, and hope lots of folks show up 6:30 p.m. Central Lutheran Church, Chippewa Falls.
Love it. Thank you.
As Jesse mentioned, free as always, 513 Free and Friends, kind of a reunion and a Christmas worship concert this Friday evening at 6:30.